Macmillan Audio presents The Last Book Party by Karen Duques. Narrated for you by Jesse Valinsky. Part 1. June 1987. 1. Walking up the dirt driveway to the summer home of Henry Gray, I reminded myself that I was an invited guest. Men in wrinkled linen shirts and baggy pants, and women in loose, flowing skirts and dresses milled about on the ragged lawn in front of the old saltbox house. The wind off the ocean, a few hollows away, was gentle but steady, sending cocktail napkins floating like feathers. Looking down at my flat espadrilles and wishing I had worn heels, I heard a woman say, "His ego's as big as his canvas." And from beyond her, a man's booming voice, "What I should have said was Edna St. Vincent Millay." "What I said? Edna St. Vincent Mulcahy!" The speaker and his listeners roared with laughter. I took a few steps toward the crowd. A patrician man with a shock of white hair jostled his drink and said to his companion, "I knew Bob Gottlieb would usher in change, but I had hoped it would be more substantial than allowing the word fucking in the New Yorker." The guests were acting just as I had imagined they would. This was Truro's summer elite. The writers, editors, poets, and artists who left their apartments in Manhattan and Boston around Memorial Day and stayed on Cape Cod into September. I knew of this circle from the occasional talk of the town piece and the gossip of my parents and their friends, who relished sharing a summer town with such famous intellectuals, even if they rarely crossed.